Welcome back to Watt Auditorium. Second half action just about ready to get underway. Michael Dieker alongside Dylan Sherwood. And Dylan, you know, we saw a kind of a post presence in the girls game, but it's been the outside shooting here in this first half on the boys side.
Yeah, and I think it's going to continue. We could see the post presence begin, but I mean, you never know what to expect in basketball, Michael.
Absolutely correct there. 63-61, blue team with the advantage. They trailed by as many as 10 points in the first half before the make-it-take-it rules really allowed them to get back into the contest. And Dylan is now courtside with another interview.
Yeah, Eric Porter came up to me while we were in that timeout and told me a couple of guys that we could grab interviews to start half number two. And first off, here to start half number two, we're joined by Trey Rogers of West Franklin. And Trey, how's it feel to be an All-Star?
It feels pretty great today.
You know, what does it mean at your time at West Franklin to accomplish what you've done?
I would have to say, I mean, it feels pretty good to know what I've accomplished because we went from a losing season plenty of times to a winning season finally, so it felt pretty good.
You're going to come to Emporia State for accounting. What made that decision for you?
Mostly just accounting. I mean, makes pretty good money, and just my brother's into it, so I figured if he could do it, I could do it.
Well, Trey, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and good luck as you come to Emporia to attend Emporia State.
Thank you.
That's Trey Rogers of West Franklin.
Both teams trading missed shots to open up the second half as another three by Hayden Sides falls away. 63-61 our score. 1 minute gone by in the second half, and there's a three by Jackson Biggs that falls through. And now they have their largest lead of the night. The blue team now up by 5, 66-61, and Dylan's ready for another interview.
Joined now by Caden Kirkpatrick of Osage City. And what's it like to be an All-Star?
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun getting to know all these guys around around this area, and it's pretty fun.
It's a really good game, offensive. This has been a really good game, a lot of points.
Oh, yeah, our coach said we got to break 100.
I think that's going to guarantee, that's going to be a Chuck Barkley guarantee.
Yeah, yep, hope so.
Well, you guys had a solid season, and you know, what's it like playing at Y Auditorium one more time?
It's fun because last time I was here, I didn't get the win, and I kind of want to end it on a win.
And one of your teammates, Jackson Biggs, for you tonight, defeated you guys that night.
Yeah, but we got him more overall since we were young, so that's all that matters to me.
Well, you're going to come to Emporia State for education.
Yep.
Did your dad kind of talk you into that?
Well, both my parents are teachers, and I've seen how much they like teaching, and it looks pretty fun to me.
Any chance that you could be a coach like your dad?
There's a pretty good chance. Pretty good chance.
Well, Caden, congratulations on all your accomplishments. And I guess one other thing, what's it like having Landon on the other side?
Well, It's good for me because he bailed me out sometimes if I'm having a bad game. So it's pretty good to have him as a backup.
And what was it like playing for Coach Fort?
Oh, it was a blast. He's probably one of my favorite coaches I've ever had. And he taught me how to play real basketball ever since I was a freshman. He told me I didn't know how to play real basketball, and I'm pretty sure I've learned how to play the real game.
Caden, congrats on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at ESU.
Thank you.
That's Caden Kirkpatrick of Osage City.
Red team and blue team trading buckets during that interview. Blue still with the advantage, giving a four-point lead now as Bryson Turner gets another jumper to fall through.
And it's becoming interesting here, and I know Parker Lee's trying to cap that hot hand.
But Truman Bailey has other plans. It's rejected out of bounds.
Oh, Truman.
But Leeds has added a bucket during that interview, so he's got 18 to lead all scorers now.
He had 27 in a game in Chanute a couple years ago, and he only had, I think his season high this year was 19. It happened here in Y Auditorium.
Yeah, Leeds with a 10-point per ball game year for the Spartans. Up the court we go. Grant Haig unable to complete the layup. Now kicked out. Landon Gribbett, three is short. Rebound tipped out. One by Parker Leeds. He'll look to push. Leeds into the half court. Now foul line. Hands it off to Hayden Sides, and Sides gets it to fall through. Sides with 11 now for the red team. 72-70, blue on top, 16-10 remaining in the contest. Bailey drives in off the window, good. Bailey with 12. And Dylan Sherwood is ready for another interview for the red team.
Joined now by A.J. Rubio of Mission Valley. What's it like to be an All-Star?
I don't know. It's a fun experience. I'm having a lot of fun playing out here with all the guys.
Did you feel like this game would be high scoring?
Yes, I knew it was going to be a high scoring game.
We'll talk a little bit about your season at Mission Valley.
Our season went fairly well for losing our top two seniors, but ended shortly in the first round of sub-state.
What's it like getting to play one more time at Wild Auditorium for you?
It feels good. It feels fun to play, especially right here.
Well, you have plans to play soccer, but you're not undecided. But that's a sport that's probably not at school for you, an option. But what made you decide to play soccer? And just tell me a little bit about that.
I played soccer, club soccer, for like all my life, pretty much, since I was three. And so when I came to Mission Valley, they didn't have soccer. I just kept playing club soccer. And then soccer is my favorite sport, so I just had to go with it.
Any key schools looking at you?
Barton.
And they're a good program. They're a good program. Well, AJ, congratulations on all your accomplishments and being an all-star here, and best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
That's AJ Rubio of Mission Valley.
We find our score tied 74 all. Red with possession, looking to go back on top. They go to Parker Leeds on the right side. Tell Allie Smith to drive to the bucket, and he does, off the glass and good. And that'll bring us to our media timeout. Red on top, 76-74. Well, I believe we were going to go. No, we're not. We're going to keep on playing. So blue with possession, or actually we're not. No, we're going to keep on going. We are going to take a timeout. Media timeout here. Red on top, 76-74, 14:37 remaining in the contest. You're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all the area All-Stars good luck. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teal's at 785-528-3912. And Jace and Hannah Hubert with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing all area athletes good luck. And they're always ready to help you with home buying and listings.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hoth, your hometown orthodontist. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by the City of Olpe, location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
We welcome you back to Water Auditorium. Blue with possession, trailing things 76-74, but Landon Grimmett puts him back on top with yet another three in the left corner. And Dylan Sherwood is now courtside with the Reds, Blake Redeker.
Yes, sir, and joined now by Blake Redeker. What's it like to be an All-Star?
It's a pretty good feeling. I mean, it's an honor to play with these guys on the court. They're good athletes, and it's an honor to be here and play in this gym one last time.
And what's it like playing at Wild Auditorium one last time? You guys have won several Lyon County League tournament titles in this building.
This is a great facility. I mean, there's always a good crowd here to watch, and it's just special to come from a small school and then come up here and play in this facility.
You're going to leave Opie as a two-time football champion and a two-time basketball champion. I know the state tournament didn't treat you guys well, losing by one to Wichita Classical and then losing in double overtime to South Gray. So, you got to be really proud with what you guys did this year.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good run. I don't know. I mean, it would have been nice to finish on top again, but we gave it all we had and just come up a little short.
Still deciding on plans for the future?
Yeah, at the moment.
Well, Blake, I got to watch you in Substate, and really good basketball and enjoyed watching you guys play. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
That's Blake Redeker of Opie.
Blues now leading 82-78, 12:59 remaining in the ball game. Blue with possession. They'll get it into Grant Haig now. Long three by Roman Bayless. Good. Bayless with five. And the lead back to seven for the Blue side. Allie Smith now in the half court, guarded by Roman Bayless. Get a ball screen. Smith picks up his dribble now to Kyle Brogan. Brogan back out to Allie Smith. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound to Kirkpatrick. Up the court we go to Trey Rogers. Rogers with a breakaway. Off the glass and good. I believe Dylan's ready for another interview.
Joined now by Hayden Sides of Burlington. And, well, first off, congratulations on winning the three-point shooting contest earlier.
Oh, thank you. That's, 3 points are usually my specialty, so it was just fun to go out there and compete against these guys.
And what's it like having Grant on the opposite side?
It's awesome. I mean, he gets all the rebounds on our team, so that's kind of tough for me here because he's getting a lot of boards this game. But it's fun going out there and playing with someone from my same school.
You know, what's it like playing with a lot of other guys that you might have played against in the past?
It's cool because these are all guys I've grown up with. I mean, from little MAYB tournaments to now, it's cool seeing us all grown up and then getting this opportunity to play here at William White Auditorium, so it's fun.
You're going to attend KU for sports management.
Yep, that's the plan next year, go to KU. I mean, I've been a KU fan all my life, so it was an easy decision when it came time to choose colleges, so I'm excited to go next year.
Well, I'm an alum, so it's going to be really good, and you're going to get to see a lot of good basketball next year.
Exactly, rock chalk.
Well, Hayden, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at KU.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Hayden Sides of Burlington.
Blue has now ballooned their lead to 11, 91 to 80, 11-10 remaining. And Grant Haig with another rebound, but turns it over to Kyle Brogan, who in turn launches a three that gets the deficit to eight. 91-83, 10:55 remaining in the contest. Golden Ryberg, three, no good. Rebound going to be collected by Cooper Schroer. Now up the court we go to A.J. Rubio. Now left side, Fearborn. Fearborn drives in, throws up a shot over Ryberg. That's no good. Rebound to Grant Haig. Up the court we go to Roman Bayless. Blue leading by eight, 91-83. Step back three by Roman Bayless is short. Rebound collected by Haig. Now Ryberg. Now to Kirkpatrick. Back to Bayless. Top of the key three. Uncontested, no good. Rebound to Fearborn. Fearborn looking to push. They'll slow things down, wait for the cavalry to catch back up to him. They've got a ball screen from Kyle Brogan at the top of the key. Fearborn hands it off to Cooper Schroer, foul line. Jumper in the mid lane is good for Cooper Schroer. Trims the deficit to six, 91-85. And Ryberg with the left side, but we'll go court side to Dylan Sherwood with Landon Grimmett.
Joined now by Landon Grimmett, Olivo, and What a great basketball season you guys had, and as a sixth seed and going all the way to the championship game and falling just a little bit short. What was it like this year playing your first year under Coach Becker?
It was a lot of fun. Becker did a lot of stuff that we did with Coach Paul that year, but he bumped the intensity up big time, and he knew what we were capable of, and he had expectations set, and we exceeded those, honestly, in my opinion.
What's it like to be an all-star?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, all these dudes that I'm playing with, I played with pretty much my whole life. So it's just a lot of fun, and it's a great honor to be named an All-Star this year.
Special moment on Monday night at the banquet with Ken.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. I mean, Uncle Ken has been in my life for a long time, and him and I, we're really close. So him being able to do that with me, it's a dream come true.
You're going to study finance. Do you know where?
I'm not sure yet. I've been talking to a few colleges for basketball, and I'm going to make a decision here coming up mid-April probably.
So basketball is still in the future?
Yeah, it sure is.
I guess when the state tournament, when you guys have a great state tournament running, you drop 30, you're going to get colleges looked at.
Oh, yeah. I got a few colleges, probably five, texted me after the 30-point game out at Great Bend.
Well, Landon, congrats on all your accomplishments, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
That's Landon Grimmett of Levo.
Blue with possession after the immediate timeout. Golden Ryberg underneath. He'll be fouled, I believe, on the floor. They're going to call it a shooting foul. We'll see. But 91-87 is the score. 9:33 remaining in the ball game. They're going to call it a shooting foul. So Ryberg at the line for two, and now we'll go back courtside with Truman Bailey with Dylan Sherwood.
Yep, Truman's joining us. And Truman, I talked to Blake a little bit ago, and what's it like having him on the opposing side?
It's always tough. Blake's a really good defensive-minded player. So when he plays defense on you, you know it's going to be a tough night.
And all the accomplishments you had at Opie the last couple of years, a two-time state football champion and a two-time basketball state champion. Could have been a third, but losing the classical by one, just some cold shooting. And then the shooting went up on that Saturday against South Gray, but you guys just weren't able to finish in double overtime.
Yeah, I mean, the year obviously didn't end like we wanted to. I mean, my senior year, you want to end it the same way into the last years of the state championship, but everyone played hard. We just couldn't quite get it.
You're going to attend ESU, and you also were the voice recipient for the Flint Hills Optimist Club's $500 scholarship.
When my name got picked for that, I was in shock. I was completely not expecting that. I usually don't have that good of luck, so I thought it was pretty funny.
Well, you've had some luck winning some state championships, too, so winning a scholarship. Any decision on a major at ESU?
Not quite. I think I have it narrowed down to two. So I'm either going to do education or business. I'm not quite sure yet, though.
Could coaching be in the future, looking up to Coach Schmidt?
If I pick the education route, I think it definitely could be, so I'm excited for that, yeah.
Well, Truman, congrats on all your accomplishments. I was able to watch you guys down at Oswego. You dropped 20, and you dropped 19 in both games I called. And best of luck at ESU.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Truman Bailey of Opie.
Thank you, Dylan. Parker leads with another bucket, and Red's now on top by three. And we've hit our over of 185 at 187 with eight to play. Jumper by Bryson Turner on the right elbow falls through. Turner with 18. Had a foul at midcourt, I believe. And Landon Grimmett back in there for the blue team, as well as Truman Bailey, Cooper Schroer, and Kyle Brogan back in there for the red team. So it'll be Schroer, Leeds, Gavin Mills, Colby Middleton, and Brogan, the five on the floor for the red team. Landon Grimmett, Truman Bailey, Jackson Biggs, Brantley Peterson, and Bryson Turner, the five on the floor for the blue team. Three on the left side by Middleton is no good. Brogan will fire a three in the left corner that falls away, and rebound collected by the blue side. Back to Dylan for another interview.
Joined now by Hartford's Allie Smith, and what's it like to be an all-star? Really deserving for you of being a 1,000-point scorer in your four-year career at Hartford.
I mean, it's a pleasure. It's a great experience to be here with all the other guys that are all-stars, too, and to have a very competitive game. It's fun.
What's it like playing here one more time, especially when you played here 4 years in the Lyon County League tournament?
I mean, it's a blessing to be able to play here again. Last time I played here didn't go too well, but enjoying it here today.
Got a good team, too. Really good game.
Yep.
Future plans, study business, know where yet?
Bethel, to play basketball.
You're going to be like the Kistners. Yep. You know, Danen went there, your football coach, played basketball there, and then Dalen went to go play football there.
Yep.
What stood out about Jason Artaz?
He's not one to slack off. He's going to make you a better player. He's just a very enjoyable guy to be around, though.
Well, Allie, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Bethel.
Thank you.
That's Allie Smith of Hartford.
98-95 our score, 6:51 remaining. You have a timeout taken by Dylan Farn. We'll step aside with him. You're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee Counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at madtail.com. Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcats strong.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game is brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at quickcomfort.com. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Red with possession. Trailing things 98-95. Middleton looking for the tie, and it's good. Kobe Middleton with a long three, and it's 98-all, 6:36 remaining, and we'll go back courtside with another interview.
Joined now by Evan Pierborn of Linden, and what's it like to be an All-Star?
It's a good feeling, you know, putting in the work all through off-season, during the regular season, and then playoffs. It's just a great feeling.
What's it like having Jackson Biggs on the other side?
Oh, he's a heck of a player. Yeah, he can do all of it. His pull-up game, shot, his inside. He's a good post player, too. He's just good all around.
I know your guys' season ended in the sub-state championship game. I know you guys were trying to get back to state in 2A, but St. Mary's, that was a good team.
Yeah, they're a good team. We can't win games when we go 2 for 15 from threes, and then one of their kids hit like 6 threes on us, and we didn't shoot free throws that good either, so we can't win games like that.
Was it the Hurla kid?
Yeah, both Hurlas. One had 27 and the other one had 26. So,
wow. What are your future plans?
One of my plans, I got offered for table football, but if I go, I'm going to start a business, or I just go straight to the workforce if I don't.
Well, Evan, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck in the future on whatever you decide.
Thanks, appreciate it.
That's Evan Pierborn of Linden.
6:15 remaining, our score tied 98-all, red with possession, A.J. Rubio. Elbow to the right side to Schroer. Schroer kicks left side to Kyle Brogan. Brogan will go back to Rubio, left side. Now back to Schroer underneath, and the Reds the first to make it to 100. And Schroer with the left block shot, and it's 198. 5:55 remaining in the contest. Bryson Turner up top. Landing Grimmett thought about a three. Will drive to the elbow. Now block. Leaves it short on the jumper. And rebound collected for the Red. In Cooper Schroer. Schroer looking to go coast to coast. Off the glass. No good. Rebound to Trey Rogers up the court. Pass too strong to Landing Grimmett. And it'll be a turnover back to the Red team. And we'll now go back courtside with another Linden Tiger. This time, Jackson Biggs.
Well, Jackson, just talked to Evan. And what's it like to be an All-Star?
It's pretty cool. It's a great opportunity. I really appreciate them for inviting me down.
What's it like having Evan on the other side?
It's kind of weird. I mean, we've never played against each other. We played on Triple Threat when we were little. We played 4 years at Linden together, but we've never played against each other. But, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, Evan's a great player, had a great year, and he was a big reason why we were successful this year.
Arguably, do you picture two teams each scoring probably 100 to 198 right now?
Mm-hmm. Say the question again. I'm sorry.
Did you think both teams could each score at least 100? Because now it's 102-98. That's 200 points on the board.
Oh yeah, no, that's it's an all-star game. What do you expect? I mean, all these guys are the best players at their school, and so it was really special. I mean, everybody can score. It's part of the game.
You're gonna go play for Aaron Siebenthal at Ottawa, and you're gonna study elementary education.
Yeah, yes, sir, I am. I'm really excited about it. Ottawa gave me a great opportunity, and I can't wait to get there and get started basketball-wise and working out. It's going to be awesome.
They've been pretty good the last couple of years. I know they were eighth in the KCAC this last year, but that's a very good NAIA conference that this state offers.
No, it's great. They were down this year, but they lost a lot the year before, and they were young. And hopefully I can go in and help make an impact, and we're going to have a great 4 years and hopefully be very successful.
Jackson, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at Ottawa.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Jackson Biggs of Linden.
103-101 our score. Red with the advantage. We'll go into the media timeout, so we'll step aside with them. 4:42 remaining in the contest. You have been listening to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game being brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. They want to congratulate all the players selected to the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game. ESB Financial, ESB's Notify Alerts, real-time alerts for online and mobile banking. Call 620-342-3454 or visit esbfinancial.com. And First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505.
We welcome you back to White Auditorium. 103-101 in the shootouts here at the Optimist All-Star Game, and trying to get some more interviews, and I believe Dylan is ready for another down courtside.
Yeah, Deke, this is our final one, and we are joined now by Mission Valley's Kyle Brogan, who was a late addition to this All-Star game. So did we save the best for last, a late addition?
I guess you could say that. I'm just proud to be here. Lucky to be here.
What's it like to be an All-Star and being selected at last minute opportunity? I know with Landon Boss not being able to go here tonight.
Yeah, it just feels good to be recognized a little bit.
And you get to play with AJ Rubio one more time.
Yeah, that feels good too. Proud of him.
Well, what's it like to play in Y Auditorium one more time?
I feel pretty good. I don't know, just played my last basketball game here.
What are your future plans?
Plan on going to K-State for business.
All right. Well, Kyle, congratulations on all your accomplishments and best of luck at K-State.
Thank you.
That's Kyle Brogan of Mission Valley.
Thank you, Dylan, as Jackson Biggs puts the blue team back on top with yet another bucket. Biggs with 14 for the blue team, 105-103, 350 remaining in the contest. Rubio driving baseline, kicks it to the corner to Allie Smith, now up top Evan Fearborn. Fearborn finding Blake Redeker, left wing three, no good, rebound brought down by Trey Rogers. He'll look to push. Up the court we go to Caden Kirkpatrick, breakaway layup off the window, good. 4-point lead now for the blue side. Evan Fearborn at the top of the key, guarded by Caden Kirkpatrick. He'll drive, elbow, now block, off the window, no good. Rebound to Jackson Biggs. Biggs to Grimmett. Left side, back to Biggs. Biggs, opposite side pass to Truman Bailey, off the window and good. Gonna have a timeout taken by Dylan Farr. 8-0 run here on the blue side, 109-103 is Dylan now back here at the table with me after the interviews were done. Excellent job tonight.
Thank you.
Dylan doing the interviews.
Thank you. Even though you called me taken three times.
Man, I did not know. It's just creature of habit, I guess. Muscle memory.
Right.
Don't take it as a shot, please.
No. None taken.
But you mentioned it. Of course, it was an all-star game. We said the over-under was 185, and we're well past that. But blue team has really caught fire here in the last minute or so. What's Dylan Farr saying in that opposite side huddle trying to stop the bleeding?
Well, he told me, he didn't really told me, but I heard one of their huddles a few moments ago. They still had some timeouts, so he still got chances for some adjustments. And, I mean, Michael, we're a minute and 13 away from make it take it. If Red can get a couple of stops and pull this within one possession, that make it take it, it's going to be just like it was to end the first half.
Yeah, and that's how it was, you know, like you said, the end of the first half, but it was the blue team coming from behind and getting back into the game with three consecutive made threes. Cooper Schroer fires up a long three. It bricks off the right side. Rebound to Truman Bailey. He'll have a quarterback pass to Jackson Biggs. Biggs unable to reel it in. He said he was asking for a timeout, but none granted. So it'll be a turnover back. So Eric Porter saying, hey, let's be smart here.
Truman didn't want to throw an interception there.
Yeah, he was well over the safeties right there. Now we're in the half court to Parker Leitz. Blue leading things, 109-103. Leitz the foul line, guarded by Biggs, now left side. Cooper Schroer. Schroer up top, Leitz. Thought about a three. He'll look to drive against Biggs. Biggs gets a ball, or get a ball screen against Colby Middleton. Three at the top by Leitz, no good. It's short, rebounded Truman Bailey. Now Turner in the half court. Turner, elbow, now mid lane, throws up a contested jumper that falls through. Bryson Turner with 20. And a steal by the blue team. Bailey going to the front row. Now the Grimmett, his shot no good, and Turner's going to go over the back on Parker Leitz. 8-point advantage for the blue team. 2:23 remaining, 111-103.
Make it take it. It's going to be pretty pivotal here. And Red with the ball, so here we go.
Leitz gets a ball screen from Schroer. Schroer, no look pass to Gavin Mills. Now kicked out to Middleton. Pump fake. Uncontested three. It'll be short. Rebound to Caden Kirkpatrick, and he'll be fouled from behind. Kyle Brogan fighting for that rebound. He comes to the back of Kirkpatrick. So blue on top by 8. 2:05 remaining in the ball game. Bailey, right corner, driving baseline, kicked it in the left corner. Three by Biggs. Good.
Ooh. Jackson looked at his bench and probably said dagger.
17 now for Biggs. It's an 11-point advantage. Under 2 minutes to play as lead streaks to the bucket, but turns it over to Jackson Biggs. We're going to have a timeout taken by Eric Porter. We'll stay right here with you. 1:46 remaining. But Red's going to have to get their defense to kind of come through. Of course, not much defense shown tonight in an all-star game.
Not when there's 217 points combined and 124 in the first half.
That's some very good math there, Dylan.
That's quick math.
It's quick math. I know it. That is something that when you get in the cadence of calling a game, it's you got to keep rolling that that internal number in your head of what it actually is. And you do an excellent job of that. It's been fun tonight calling a ball game with you. Of course, I don't think we've had a headset on together for about 5 years when you used to have the mid-hour there at noon.
Yeah.
And we'd come in and talk shop there on Fridays. But glad to call a ball game with you, Dylan.
Oh, most definitely. It's been fun tonight.
But the little kids are really enjoying the pep band by Opie right now. So they're all doing the action of Baby Shark. 1:46 remaining in the half.
Jacob Stites still got little kids that sing Baby Shark probably.
Yes, he does. Landon Grimmett with it at the point. Now left side, Bryson Turner. Looks like Blue's going to really kind of work this clock down. Biggs to Turner. Now Grimmett. Grimmett drives in, kicks to the left corner to Biggs. Now up top, Caden Kirkpatrick, three. No good, but rebound brought down by Turner to reset the shot clock with 1:20 remaining. Of course, that's an issue that these kids are probably not used to, with having to keep their eye on the shot clock of 30 seconds.
And definitely Eric Porter really went into the locker room and made some really great adjustments.
It's really paid dividends for them in the second half. We're going to have a foul away from the ball. So that'll be the fourth team foul in the red, so still three to give before you get to the bonus. And Grimmett will throw things in right in front of us. 114-103, Blue with the lead over the red team. 1:15 remaining. Biggs in the backcourt gets the pass in. He'll hand it off to Bryson Turner. He'll be heavily pressured. Then Caden Kirkpatrick will be fouled right on Coach Slay's signature. Fifth team foul for Red. Grimmett will throw it in again.
And Dylan Farr saying go for the ball. He wants Parker Lee to get it done.
Grimmett, the Biggs underneath the Kirkpatrick, off the glass and good. Just how you draw it up.
That was a nice dime thrown by Jackson Biggs to Kirkpatrick. The Osage County rivals, now teammates here tonight.
Middleton, desperation three, no good. Bryson Turner with the rebound, but turns it over to Leeds. Leeds breakaway layup, but he'll be fouled from behind by Bryson Turner. So Leeds will go to the foul line. And of course, a made bucket will basically make it a make it take it.
Yep. 49 seconds, too. Still, it's possible. That it just got to get some threes to drop.
Leeds, foul shot is good. He's got 21. Step to the line for another one. Allie Smith, Evan Fearborn, Parker Leeds, Blake Redeker, Colby Middleton, the five on the floor for the red team. Landon Grimmett, Bryson Turner, Jackson Biggs, Caden Kirkpatrick, and Truman Bailey, the five on the floor for blue, and both foul shots are good, so red will keep possession. Trailing things by 11, 48 seconds to play. Blake Redeker gets it into Allie Smith. Smith to Leeds. Leeds, long three, left wing, short. Rebound to Blake Redeker. Give and go to Parker Leeds, off the glass and good.
And another great dime thrown by Blake Redeker for Parker Leeds with a backdoor layup. Parker was on the receiving end of a couple of those for Emporia High this past season.
Middleton, the Leeds, right wing to the block. Bowls over, Caden Kirkpatrick. They're going to call a block.
He's going to get two free throws.
It looks like the Osage City faithful are wanting the charge called. But 34 seconds to go and Leeds back to the foul line. They're going to call it on the floor, though.
Really? Our own Francis called it on the floor.
I thought it definitely was going to be a shooting foul.
I thought so, too.
Blake Redeker to key things in. The clock was running before they threw it in, but stolen away by Landon Grimmett. Breakaway for the dagger. Off the window, good.
Landon Grimmett's probably going to be the MVP of this game.
Back up 11. Allie Smith finds Parker Leeds. Leeds off the glass and short. Now to Caden Kirkpatrick up the court. We go to Bailey. Bailey had a breakaway layup, but he heard his coach Eric Porter saying, hold it. Looks like Blue's going to come away victorious, and Porter will get the redemption over Dylan Farr. 118-107, our final score. Blue defeats Red here in the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game. We'll step aside, tally our stats, get some post-game interviews with the victorious coach and the MVP of the boys' game. But you have been listening to Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game on Mix 104.9.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. USD 386 Madison Virgil, good luck to the Madison girls and boys basketball players participating in this year's Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game. Go Dogs! And Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. It's great to be a Chase County Bulldog. First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally, get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback. Member FDIC and Chase County Recreation Commission. Proud to support the youth of Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs!
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom, they're here for you. The Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. And by the Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.
The Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game being brought to you by Emporia Public Schools. Building futures one student at a time. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to everyone selected to this year's Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Game.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. Proud supporters of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at QuickComfort.com. By USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome back to Watt Auditorium. Blue defeats the Red Team 118-107. Post-game awards being handed out by Ken Hansen. Truman Bailey won a $500 scholarship at the banquet on Monday night, so Bailey gets a certificate of that. And then Hayden Sines won the three-point contest. Then it was co-MVP for the Brian Douglas MVP award. Landon Grimmett and Parker Leeds coming away with that. But 118-107, the final score, and we'll tell you how we got here. Landon Grimmett with 23 on the Blues side, 14 for Truman Bailey, 20 for Bryson Turner, 5 for Roman Bayless, 5 for Colden Reinberg, 13 to Caden Kirkpatrick, 4 points to Grant Haig, 16 to Trey Rogers, and 17 to Jackson Biggs. Now for the Reds side. 24 points for Parker Leeds, 10 points to Allie Smith, 3 points Gavin Mills, 7 points A.J. Rubio, 3 points to Blake Redeker, 16 points to Colby Middleton, 11 points to Hayden Sines, 12 points to Evan Fearborn, 13 points Cooper Schroer, and 7 points to Kyle Brogan. Of course, we'll get some post-game interviews with the MVPs of Landon Grimmett and Parker Leeds, and try and get the head coach interview with Eric Porter as well. But Dylan is courtside with Landon Grimmett.
Now we're joined by Landon Grimmett. Landon, being named co-MVP here tonight, it's got to feel pretty special.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I mean, I've watched this game for a long time, and I've just wanted to be MVP for watching it. And, I mean, it was a high-scoring game, and everybody played really good, so everybody should get it.
Michael, what did Landon have on tonight?
I had him with 23.
23 for you tonight.
That's a solid night. I'll take that.
Well, you still got spring left and still going to make your decision to whatever you want to do and continue your basketball career. And just how exciting is the rest of the year for you at Lebo?
Oh, that's really exciting. I mean, I'm to the point where it's just school and track and basketball really moving forward. So hopefully I do good in track and finish out the year strong.
Well, what does it mean to go out on top here at Y Auditorium one more time? I know it didn't go your way the last time you played in this gym.
It feels really good. Playing in this gym's always been my favorite place to play in, so coming out on top, it's just awesome. It's a good feeling.
Landon, congratulations, and good luck in your future.
Thank you, Dylan.
That's Landon Grimmett of Lebo, co-MVP of the Brian Douglas Award, and we will get Parker Leeds here in just a moment. Let me get Eric Porter, winning coach, over. Well, Parker's getting talked to by John Source of the Emporia Gazette, and joined now by Eric Porter. And Eric, little redemption after what Farr did to you last year.
Yeah, it was good. Victory is sweet.
What were your adjustments at halftime? You were down the, or you guys, were you we got, were you were up two. So what were your adjustments to get you guys that lead at the break?
I just told them, you know, they were out hustling us a little bit. So I just said, you know, just go back to the fundamentals, box out, rebound. And then when you do get opportunities to push the ball down the court, you know, make those long passes. We airmailed a few of them in the second half, but just playing smarter, going back to fundamentals. These kids are all really good. They know what to do. So,
how fun was it tonight?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. This is, you know, every year is really fun. This might be one of the funnest years that I've done this, so it's pretty cool.
Well, Eric, always a pleasure, and hopefully we're talking again next year.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, man.
That's Eric Porter joining us, winning coach of the blue team, and now joined by Emporia High's Parker Leeds, co-MVP with Landon Grimmett. I know it's on the losing end, but does it feel good to get to share that with Landon?
Yeah, I mean, I played with him for a long time, so it's really cool. We've gone to the same trainer, so I knew we'd both do something today. I mean, we're pretty good players, so I was just glad we were able to do it.
Michael, what did you have Parker with?
24.
Yeah, 24 tonight.
I almost beat 29, or 27, but it's all right.
Well, and what does it mean for you to play four times in White Auditorium this past year?
It's really cool. I love playing here. I wish it would have happened sooner, but I'm just glad we got to play here this year at all.
You went 3-1, unfortunately, but that Paul Terry Classic was special because I remember you made some critical free throws against Hayden in that first matchup.
Yep, and then had to make some free throws there at the end, but sadly weren't able to get the ball back real and finish it out.
And again, Parker's plans, as Coach Lee Baldwin's right behind you. He's like Sherwood's right here. But again, going to go play for Coach Higgins. Do you know what he wants you position-wise to play, a receiver or maybe a DB?
Obviously, as a redshirt freshman, you kind of play a little of everything. But Coach Harris and them, they kind of want me at receiver, so I'm ready to work at that.
Well, Parker, congratulations on the co-MVP, and I've enjoyed covering you again this year, and I know still got track to watch. So again, best of luck at ESU.
Thank you.
as Parker Leeds of Emporia High co-MVP as he gets a handshake from his head coach, the Centennial League Coach of the Year, Lee Baldwin.
Thank you, Dylan. Of course, we'll get Dylan back on the regular headset and get one final thought here, but we'll step aside and come back with that one final thought and what we saw here tonight, the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game. But Blue defeats Red 118-107.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all the area All-Stars good luck. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Brian. Call Teals at 785-528-3912. And Jace and Hannah Hubert with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing all area athletes good luck. And they're always ready to help you with home buying and listings.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game brought to you by Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hott, your hometown orthodontist. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mattel.com. Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcats strong.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game is brought to you by Quick Comfort Heating, AC, and Plumbing. Your home comfort starts here. Check them out at quickcomfort.com. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And the Olpe Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe.
Hey, welcome back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Dylan Sherwood. It was 73-43 on the girls' side, 118-107 on the boys' side, and we were treated to some excellent basketball here tonight, Dylan.
Yeah, most definitely, Mike. And it's been a fun Saturday night in K-State. Couldn't make it to the Final Four, but still a great night of basketball, and everyone's got to be proud of K-State with what they did and making a run all the way to the Elite Eight.
Absolutely, and of course, you know, that was definitely heartbreak, but you just look at where the team is positioned for years to come with Tang and his leadership. It's definitely you have to be very, very tickled for this Elite Eight run.
Yeah, and I mean, there's still one Big 12 team left in Texas, but still got to be proud of what K-State did in Jerome Tang's first year. I know KU got bounced in the round of 32 to Arkansas, but I mean, the national champions have been bounced out of the round of 32 the past, I think, 6 years or so.
Yep. So it's one of those deals. But your thoughts on what we saw tonight, Dylan?
This event is always special. You see some of the best in around the area. 20 high schools represented, 40 overall, and you got to see the likes of players that like Emporia High that play 4A, 5A, 6A competition, mainly 6A competition if you count whatever happens in the Centennial League. And then you got teams like Burlington represented, and then a majority of the Flint Hills League and the Lyon County League. So a lot of great talent on display here tonight.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, it was kind of a mashup with your broadcast style, my broadcast style. So it was fun to, like I said earlier, it was fun to get you on the headset with me, and hopefully maybe we'll have some more opportunities down the road.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And, Mike, I believe September 1st,
will be the first football broadcast.
Yep.
I don't know what the area game will be week one, but I know I'll be at Welch Stadium as the Emporia High Spartans will take on the Pittsburgh Purple Dragons in the second year as they go with that second year cycle.
Maybe we can do the Lyon County League Centennial League mashup with Hayden coming down to Opie.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting.
Of course, Opie held their own against them this past year.
It was 20-0, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. I don't think they did score, but it was a close contest. I mean, yeah, the 20-0 was quite an accomplishment for them. But it'll be interesting to see. It's always sad when these broadcasts come to an end for the year. Hopefully we have maybe a baseball or a softball team make a run to a state tournament. Maybe we can cover them as well in postseason. But it was a fun 2022 and 2023 school year on our KBOE airwaves covering these area athletes.
Yeah, and my first year of being the voice of Emporia High, that basketball season was really special. Saw a boys team go from 4 wins to 15, but they lose a lot of guys, and that girls team loses 3 seniors, but they return a lot of juniors, and their entire varsity roster next year could all be seniors.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see a lot of these teams, it's, you know, like you see here tonight, so these kids were underclassmen at one point, and they stepped up in big ways for their teams this year as well, in the last couple of years as upperclassmen, but it's what you see year in and year out in our area. But Dylan, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, I want to bring this up because there's been a couple of people that approached me during tonight's Optimus All-Star Games. They're asking, when are the interviews going to be up on KBOE.com? There will be an article coming out here late tonight. Deke and I are going to go grab dinner because we've been here for almost 6 hours. So we need to get some food in our stomach. So late tonight, it'll be online at KVOE.com. Hopefully, I'll cut up both games and get them in our audio vault at KVOE.com. And then hopefully I can divide interviews up, hopefully coming Monday. But we'll have the full audio from both games on our website, hopefully here late tonight. And I can try to get that done so that people can listen. I know with the shifting over to Mix 104.9, due to K-State coverage, it was A.J. Rubio's mother that approached me while I was down courtside, and she was asking, I was going through all the stations, where were the interviews at? I said, well, we were on Mix 104.9, that's because of our coverage with K-State, and we had our Westwood 1 coverage, and she was looking at her laptop, and it's got Country 101.7 on it, so.
But I think what happened, Dylan, I had a few people text me, I think her stream went down. I don't think they were able to access another station from that. So from what the wife was texting me in, looked like we might have lost the ability to stream via the cellular device or other devices outside of just the old turndial radio.
Yeah.
But we apologize for that. But like Dylan said, he'll have the interviews and the games uploaded.
Very soon. I will try my best. It's been a busy week for me at the station, and if the interviews don't get all cut up, we'll have both. I'll guarantee that we'll have the full games, both the girls and the boys games, separate by halves, coming up here no later than tomorrow morning. I will try my best to get things done. It's like I said, it's been a busy week for me at the station, and we'll go from there.
But before we step aside, I just want to give congratulations to Ken Hansen and the rest of the Flint Hills Optimist Club for another successful All-Star game. I know Ken has worked tirelessly the last couple months prepping for this game. And then obviously to KBOE for making this possible, and to our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. And for, of course, you listening at home. We cannot do these broadcasts without your listenership, and we appreciate your support. But for that said, for Dylan Sherwin, I'm Michael Deeker. Stand tall, tackle all. No one fights alone. Have a great rest of your weekend.